This Sunday, Towson University's Artists in Residence Pro Musica Rara will present love letters from the 18th century with special guest narrator Lenita Crawford, professor of music at Towson University. With me in the studio is Pro Musica Rara's artistic director, Alan Ware. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Diane.
This is a really exciting program. You've got love letters from two composers and two founding fathers to their amours juxtaposed with music of the time.
That's right. It's four love stories, really, and in every case, music was very important to the relationship, and in some cases, both of them were musicians, or one of them was something like Thomas Jefferson, a great lover of music. Same with Benjamin Franklin, a great lover of music and inventor of pieces and instruments.
So aside from Thomas Jefferson, who are the lovers, the characters in this, if you will?
Well, with Thomas Jefferson, it was the wonderful Maria Causeway, who was a painter and composer and harp player. With Benjamin Franklin, it was the very well-known keyboard player at the time in Paris, Madame Brion. Beethoven, his famous letters to the immortal beloved. And that's a subject of controversy because we don't really know who the person was, but it's a really good insight into his inner life. He was very frustrated throughout his life and never having really achieved that marriage and a family and those things that he yearned for. Then that leaves the fourth person that we have known, that'd be Joseph Haydn, and his very late in life romance with Rebecca Schroeder in London.
You collected all of the stories and researched all of the correspondence for this program, didn't you?
Yes.
How did you do that? It must have been quite an undertaking.
Well, it's the kind of reading that I enjoy doing anyway, but mostly it was a matter of whittling down. There's lots and lots of correspondence by Benjamin Franklin, of course. I mean, he filled libraries with his writing, but there are only a certain number that pertain to this. The Beethoven letters are very few, but there's quite a correspondence between Jefferson and Causeway, too. And as we all know, Jefferson was very meticulous about saving his correspondence, too. He had a device which copied every letter that he wrote. He made a copy of automatically with this thing.
So let's talk about the music on this program. Who are the composers that are represented? Are they the obvious ones, the lovers, or not?
Yes, obviously Haydn, and we're playing one of his most famous trios, which happens to be dedicated to Rebecca Schroeder. And we have music by her late husband, Johann Schroeder, who was a composer, a German composer living in England. He never met Haydn. Her relationship with him came later. We have music by Maria Causeway, who was Jefferson's love interest. She was an accomplished musician as well as an artist and published a few works, and we have a sample of her music. And Madame Brion as well was a composer and a virtuoso keyboard and forte piano player to whom famous composers like Boccherini actually dedicated works as well.
This is Love Letters from the 18th Century being presented by Pro Musica Rara, Towson University's Artists in Residence. Special guest narrator will be Professor of Music at Towson, Lenita Crawford. This is Sunday, November 18th at 3:30 p.m. in the Center for the Arts Recital Hall. There is a pre-concert talk at 2:30 p.m. And Alan, what's the phone number and website, please, for more information?
410-704-2787. That's the Towson box office for tickets, or www.towson.edu/arts-calendar. You can also consult the Pro Musica Rara website, which is www.promusicarara.org.
With me in the studio today, cellist and artistic director of Pro Musica Rara, Alan Ware. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.